half century now, you've been on the ground in Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah. You've been watching things. How has the local financial business evolved over that time?
Well, when I first started in the business, there were a few local firms like my father's, Springgate, Dupree, and Kentucky Company. And all these people in the business is almost like a club. And they were all friendly and liked each other and enjoyed working together on things. And there was Merrill Lynch, a national firm. I brought in 1990, Dean Witter opened the first Dean Witter office in Kentucky. I opened it in Lexington. And I was still a producing broker. I've always been a producing advisor, whether I was a broker or an investment advisor. I've always managed my own clients' money. Mm-hmm. I was never a paid manager, a non-producing manager, it's called. Well, I grew, Dean Witter really grew, we grew to, I think we had 50 employees when I left them and opened a branch for J.C. Bradford and Company. They'd heard what I'd done at Dean Witter and hired me to do that for them. And then in 1990, I decided I've opened enough branches for enough people, I can do my own.
So that's when you started.
I started my own firm.
And how many people do you employ now, roughly?
We have 12.
Okay. Well, now in this role, since 1990 especially, you've been in this position to really observe Lexington's growth and development. Of course, your father was closely involved in that before you. What are some important ways that the city has changed in recent years?
I think probably the most important thing that's happened is we have lost our local companies, the larger companies, the banks. The companies that were here have sold out and have, so now they're part of big companies, including like grocery stores. I mean, it's all gone to like national stores. When I started in business, there were Graves Cox downtown, our clothing stores, and Myers and Bomanzi's and all these stores and businesses that are now gone. And I think that's a major thing. Another thing is the charitable bent of these corporations has disappeared. I think a lot of larger organizations have an issue with having local, very strong financial board members.
Do you think that's where that emanates from, the lack of the local connection?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. It does.
Been talking with Jack Russell, founding partner and chief executive officer of Russell Capital Management in Lexington. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.